Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, there has been a lot of focus on the nomination process, as there always has, but maybe none more contentious than Robert Kennedy Jr. when it comes to one subject that we've heard a lot about is vaccines. And joining us is Candace Mateus, who is the Vice President of Policy and Advocacy for an organization called Partnership to Fight Infectious Disease. Candace, welcome to KDK.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So give us a little background on your organization and what you're trying to do, because it's not just all about vaccines, correct?
That's right. The Partnership to Fight Infectious Disease, we're a group of concerned patient groups, providers, community organizations, academic researchers, and infectious disease experts, and really working to raise awareness about the threats posed by infectious disease generally and advancing solutions to address those. And that includes antimicrobial resistance or antibiotic resistance that many people may have heard about, and also empowering informed choice and confidence in vaccines that have conquered diseases over time. And we continue to see a lot of innovation in that area.
So we know some of these work for sure. And then you have a smaller percentage of Americans who are very dubious about vaccines. But in this case, the man who has been nominated to take over our health department, the lines are kind of blurred. We've heard him say he's not against them on one hand, and then we've heard him say in the past that he is. Kind of sort through the details of what you know about Robert Kennedy Jr.
Sure. Well, one thing I wanted to say about the poll, which is really encouraging, but then, you know, the fragility of it is highlighted by what you're talking about with the statements that RFK Jr. has made in the past and continue to make in the hearings this week. First is that the norm for Americans is to get vaccinated. They follow the advice, they look to their trusted healthcare provider, doctor, nurse, pharmacist, and follow that advice for themselves and for their children. And they're focused in on, you know, protecting themselves. That is the key reason that they seek vaccinations. The challenge that that we are concerned about is that, as you mentioned, RFK Jr. talks about he's not anti-vaccine, but he's pro-safety. Everyone is pro-safety. Everyone in the public health community, the FDA, the CDC, everyone is pro-safety. Those comments, though, kind of may imply that maybe people aren't, or maybe he's more pro-safety. And that can kind of help to seed doubt in people. But the poll, again, was very encouraging in that people are getting those questions answered by their healthcare provider, and they're seeking that information from healthcare, you know, their own personal healthcare expert, and not necessarily politicians, if you will.
So what do we do at this point? I mean, if Robert Kennedy becomes the health secretary, what do you think happens?
Well, there's some real concerns. And you saw the encouraging part about the hearings this week is that on a bipartisan basis, senators were questioning his beliefs in vaccines and really highlighting the success of vaccines as a public health intervention for decades, and the research and the safety profile. And that was really encouraging to hear. The challenge, of course, is the fragility. When we, in our poll, we saw vast majorities of people, again, that get vaccinated, that is the norm. We see people who, you know, get their children vaccinated. But even at high majorities, the The level of vaccination rate that we need to avoid outbreaks is over 90% for many of these diseases. So that shows the fragility. And when you, you know, have people in positions of power and authority that cast doubt, there are a lot of concerns that we're going to see those numbers drop, and that will leave us vulnerable to outbreaks.
Those numbers 100% are going to drop if that's the case. I'm forecasting that because there's people that just did it because we were just asked to do it. Like, what's mandated to go to a public school? What vaccines must you have for your children?
Well, it's interesting because that can vary state to state, and it's a partnership between the state and the federal government. The federal government, through CDC and an independent advisory group called the ACIP, or Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices, will make recommendations. And then each state looks at those recommendations and may adopt them wholesale, may make changes, and they decide what mandates to put in place. Now, our poll found that the vast majority of Americans are very worried about declining vaccination rates among children, and they support mandates. But we're seeing those issues pop up more and more, where there are more exceptions perhaps granted. And then again, that lowers that level of vaccination that we need for community immunity that protects children who can't be vaccinated, protects children who maybe have a younger sibling. Maybe they go to school, they're vaccinated, but their younger sibling isn't old enough to get vaccinated. So there are a lot of risks, and we really need those high level of vaccination rates to protect those vulnerable people.
Well, the vaccination subject seems to be the real firestorm issue with Robert Kennedy Jr. We'll see where it goes. Appreciate your time this morning, Candace. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Larry. I appreciate the opportunity.
Candace DeMatteis, who is the Vice President of Policy and Advocacy for the Partnership to Fight Infectious Disease.